Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I'm back with Famil today. So Famil is an engineer turned musician or singer, whatever you'd like to call him. So thank you very, very much for being here. Thank you very much for taking the time out. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having me over. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So before we begin or get into any conversation, Famil, it would be great if you could introduce yourself about your work, what you do, where does your passion lie in, and everything about you. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So my name is Famil Khan, and I'm an engineer turned self-taught musician based in Dubai, and I'm the lead vocalist and the lead guitarist of my band On The Rocks, again based in Dubai again. So I have, we started with a probably five-piece band. Now we are reduced to three, which we feel we are already a complete band with three members. So I have a flute player from Pakistan. His name is Faraz, and another percussionist. His name is Deepak from India. So it's a trio band.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. So you know, as we were having a conversation before starting, you said, you know, of course, also as the introduction, and you also said that you're an engineer turned musician. So why don't you take us through that process, and why do you think that music was something for you, and not engineering? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. See, I was always passionate about music. So it all started when I got the hang of the guitar. So I started following YouTube tutorials, and I started learning the guitar, just basic hang of it. And from there, I started hosting jamming sessions at different local cafes, small cafes in Dubai. And I used to call out musicians and all these local singers over, and we used to have a very casual jamming session, so which went on for almost 2 to 2 and a half years probably. And things escalated from there. Probably I would say I started getting opportunities to perform for virtual and private gigs, and a lot of venues all over Dubai, very popular ones. So that's when I formed a band and started performing. So from then, there's no looking back. I probably gave up my engineering background, and I started earning from what I love the most, that is singing. So there's nothing like that. And yeah, from then, it's been almost 3.5-4 years now. Mm-hmm. I've been doing music full time professionally. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And what inspired you to, you know, get into music and leaving your, I think all over the world, anywhere you go, when you have a degree, it's something which, and when you have a, when you're an engineer, that also is a plus point there. And then yeah. you quit it and then get into music. What was that, and how was, what inspired you to quit that and get into music? Yeah.
I would say it's the place where I'm staying, that is Dubai, which has inspired me a lot. Because I've absolutely seen Dubai evolve and transform, and it has given me, it has accepted me in the field I am, and definitely given me a lot of opportunities. And not just for me, for all the aspiring singers here. Mm-hmm. From the past 3.5 years, things have you know, changed a lot, especially in the music scene. And things have evolved here, and we've been getting a lot of opportunities, and a lot of competition is there now. And yeah, it is, you can probably consider music as a category now in the job section.
Oh,
so it's basically the place, the Dubai.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's I think that's wonderful. That, yeah. So yeah, that's great that you took us to the journey, the process which helped you become a musician. But I would be more interested to more know you about, you know, like how do you create songs or music or whatever you create? How is that process of creating it?
I would say it's just a passion inside me. See, I have three compositions, which is already out, and the very first song which I composed was actually composed 10 years back. So it was just three of us inside a room, and we're just having a casual jam session, and the tune was just built up. It's like it it was something I cannot explain probably how I composed it. So it was just three of us randomly playing on the guitar, on the keyboard. I used to compose on keyboard before. So there's a song called Kehta Hai Dil, but the tune was composed over a period of 3 years. I got it rewritten by different lyricists, and finally it became a song recently, and I got released on Zee Music, which has already crossed 1 million views. So that was one of my first songs, that is Kehta Hai Dil. And there's another song called Oye Rabba, which again I composed with another friend. So that was also another composition which I released on Zee Music again. And the recent one was Mushko Mila De, and that I was just a singer. Probably it is composed by another guy, my dear friend from Pakistan. So it was his name is Zain Khan. So that is my latest original. Now I'm working on an original. It's a Punjabi original, again composed by Zain Khan, and it'll be out very soon.
Great. So this thing you're telling about that you taught yourself music through you self-taught music, and you took a bit of help from YouTube and learned something from there, a
Absolutely.
bit of from there, and then you are singing full time. You work on it. It's like a job for you now. And then you have these big labels supporting you or whatever, collaborating with you or working with you or whatever you would like to put it on as. So how does that feel? What feel does it gives to you when you as a person, I think you'd have never dreamt it before 4 years or 3.5 years.
I would say it's a total blessing for me, because as I said, I just started off in small cafes. Never thought, I would reach this level, that I would be able to release my own original on such a big platform. It is all the blessing and definitely the support of my family and friends and all my supporters on social media, which actually inspired me throughout, and that's how I grew. Absolutely, yeah.
And what does that make you learn that you were just singing in the cafes and now you're signing labels with making music with these big labels. What does that make you learn or believe in yourself? How does it make you believe in yourself, and what do you learn from it?
I would just say you need to trust your own talent. If you have a talent, you need to believe in it, and definitely sky's the limit for that. So there's no looking back, and like once you're consistent in your field, any field I would say, not just music, you'll definitely you'll get there for sure. That's what I learned, yeah. Because even during the lockdown, probably I was thinking, no, that's the end, my career is done. But I was again blessed with a lot of virtual shows, I would say, on Zoom and on Google Meet. People used to like book me on these platforms, and I used to sing for them like this, how I'm talking to you now. And they used to request songs, and like I used to sing for them. And this is I'm talking about people all around the globe. I could actually reach out to a wider audience. So it was US, Virgin Islands, and certain countries I've not even heard of, I'd say. Like Virgin Islands, I've never heard. I was surprised to know there's still love for music, especially Bollywood music, still there. Virgin Islands, and probably UK, US, Poland, a lot of countries. And India, of course, yeah, Bombay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. When there's Bollywood, then there's no India. That's impossible because this is the hub for Bollywood, so for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and what would be your advices to your people who wish to pursue music, and are not able to pursue music because of the pressure in the family or whatever, or the time, or they are not sure about it or anything. What would be your advice to them? How do you think they can pursue music and live the dream of pursuing it?
No, as I said, I would say just believe in your talent and be consistent, and definitely you'll get it there. And definitely the support of the people is very, very important. So you need to build that trust in people and show them that you can actually do it. So yeah,
Okay, great.
all about believing in your talent.
And how would you see how would you mark your journey in up and downs, and when people see anybody's journey through success, getting to becoming a musician and all those, people don't see the part which takes effort and how much pain it goes back of creating it, right? So my thing, the question I would like to ask you is, if you could, describe your hard work or your journey or anything, more precisely or more in deeply, that would be great. Yeah, to help us know more about the background, what
See,
happened and
I'm a person who believes, I'm still a beginner and have a very long way to go. But as I said, I started off very small and I reached up to a level where I could open for legends like Vishal Shekhar, Shankar Mahadevan, and Ankit Tiwari. I've done an opening act for them on huge stages here in Dubai. So see, it's about the consistency and the hard work you put in that, it'll take you to the next level for sure. So it's probably a blessing for me. And yeah. And I'm very happy that, I'm able to do what I love in life. So that keeps me going, yeah.
Great. So I think these were the questions I had from you. These last four, five more questions I would like to put over here is do you sing in Sha? If you do, which is the song you sing? Was I clear the question? Okay, I'll just
Sorry,
go.
if I
Yeah,
got you.
sure. If you sing in Sha, which is the song you sing?
Sing in Shah means
Yeah. If you
shower.
shower, yeah.
Okay, shower. I sing. See, I say I'm a big fan of. I idolize this singer Sonu Nigam, and I'm a big fan of him. So in the shower, probably I keep singing random songs, but I'm more fond of Sonu Nigam songs. And definitely in retro, if you see it is. Two people have already inspired me are Rafi Saab and Kishore Da, definitely every musician's favorite. So these are the three legends whose song I perform the most.
Which would be one of the singers or the musicians you would like to collaborate with or do an album or a song with?
Of course, yeah, definitely it is Sonu Nigam, and always he I would say he's one person who's because of whom I took up singing as a profession, because he's inspired me a lot and I idolize him a lot. And definitely in the new gen singers, I would say it is Jubin and Arijit, of course. I hope I get a chance to even meet them is a big thing for me.
So I think yeah, that was great. Again, thank you very, very much for being here. It was a pleasure
Thank you
to
so
have you,
much.
and thank you very much for giving your time. Thank you very much.
Likewise, likewise, bro. Thank you so much.